Good afternoon to all my boon companions in the booming booniverse. I hope you're all having an excellent week so far. This is a multi-purpose boo. I'd like to provide a little updatage. But first of all, before I do that, I feel the need to apologize in case in my last couple of boos, I came off sounding like a total biatch. That was not my intention. I was just really frustrated about a couple of things, and perhaps I should not have used Audio Boom as a means in which to vent about them. Usually when I post something, I really try to stop and think before I do it. Because when one puts something up on the internet, be it on social media like Twitter and Facebook, or on YouTube, or on a venue like Audio Boom, one leaves a public footprint. And I want to be conscious of the footprint that I'm leaving. I don't want to convey the wrong impression from my footprints. I want them to be nice, clear footprints, not nasty, squelchy ones. So if my past couple of ranty boos were off-color or off-putting in any way, I am very sorry about that. Luckily, I feel much better now about the situation regarding the gentleman from church and his extremely condescending attitude toward me. I spoke to my good friend Beth today about it, and she knew exactly what I was talking about. I hadn't named names with her, and luckily I didn't have to, because she'd seen the situation before with her own eyes and grasped it, and when she called me today, which is extremely nice of her, she said, "I know exactly what you're talking about. I know who you mean. It's okay." She said, "I know this doesn't excuse his attitude, but the guy has his own health issues." She said, "He seems to think that if he helps you, or that if you don't have to help out in the kitchen after special events and services, that things will get done faster and more efficiently." She said, "I'm not condoning that. I'm just telling you where I think he's coming from." And I said, "That's fine, but I don't like the fact that he seems to think that because I'm a blind person, I am slower and less competent than my sighted counterparts." "Okay, I don't deny that I might be a bit slower, but I still get the work done." And Beth said, "I know you do," she said, "and I want you there." She said, "I wouldn't have asked you to help if I really didn't need your help." She said, "And most people at church really value your contributions, and they want you to be there." So she really encouraged me not to let one person's attitude get me down. She said, "Don't let it prevent you from coming out and enjoying yourself and missing out on things and being where you are needed and wanted." It was just the last time that I really tangled with this guy. He said in front of everybody in the church kitchen that he didn't want my help, and it was a horrible feeling. It was actually quite hurtful, because it was like he was telling everybody in the room that I wasn't wanted there. So, honestly, I was just afraid that if I had to work with this guy again, I might either snap and say something really rude out of pure frustration with his attitude, or I might burst into tears. I know that's silly, but that's what I've been afraid of. And he's always telling me what to do and where to go, and I've been in this church way longer than he has. That's what really got my goat. But anyhow, Beth's support and encouragement was extremely helpful. And then also another dear friend of mine, Tracy, who has also been aware of the situation for a long time, she called me up today too, and I talked to her about it. She's a really sweet lady, God bless her. She has been a truly invaluable person in my life, and her support means a tremendous amount to me. So anyhow, it felt good to talk to a couple of friends who know this guy and who know how things stand at the moment. I was able to get a few things off my chest, and I feel a lot calmer about the situation now, and I think I can probably take anything that comes with composure and aplomb. The trouble is that I have to deal with a lot of condescending people. They probably mean well, and I appreciate that, but they don't always do well, and they don't communicate their actions to me very effectively. So sometimes I just have a bit of a short fuse where this sort of thing is concerned, because it's hard to cope with that sort of thing when it happens so much. And after a while, one gets so annoyed and just wants to say the first thing that comes into one's head out of pure irritation. And I know that's not good. I really don't want to do that to people all the time. That's not who I am. It's not the best person I can be. And that's not the side of myself that I want to show to the world. In fact, it's a side of myself that I want to try to eliminate. But anyway, I do feel enormously better, so all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. Oh, and also, before I forget, I received a lovely surprise this morning. It was a wonderful thing to wake up to. Apparently, one of my audio boos is being featured now on Audio Boom, and of all the boos they could have chosen, I am so thrilled that it was this particular one. I'm very honored, in fact. It was my reading of C.S. Lewis's An Apologist's Evening Prayer, which is one of my very favorite poems of all time. The first time I read it, I was not a Christian, but I thought even then that it had a significant and profound message, and it made me stop and think. I had to think about his perspective of God and where my own life was trending and my own views on God and Christ's resurrection and that sort of thing. So it was a real catalyst in my life, as was attending an all-night Paschal or Easter vigil at a friend's Orthodox church. So yay for happy surprises. Also, in case anyone is curious to know what music I was playing, I was actually comparing two versions of the same piece. I have a habit of doing that. I like to compare two versions of a piece of music and see which one I like better. I guess I'm kind of strange that way, but it's just a pastime of mine. So that was The Swan from Carnival of the Animals by Saint-Saëns. The first version was for flute and harp with Laurel Zucker and Sarah Cutler, and the second was Alisa Weiderstein on cello, and I'm not sure who her accompanist was, but it was a pianist anyway. And I think I like them both for different reasons. I love the warmth of Weilerstein's cello, but then again I love that soaring, pure quality of the flute. And of course, you know me and harps. Love my harps. All right, folks, I think I've said enough, so I shall end this for now. Boo for now.